Shalom Levracha, we continue the second half of Mizmar, Kuth Chav Beis. David HaMelech describing his tremendous love and simcha for the fact that Klal Yisrael will be zeichet to the Beis HaMikdash, even though he didn't see it in his own life. The shleimus of Klal Yisrael is to have a place on this world, this planet, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashma his shechina. And when we have that, we have spiritual clarity, and it even affects the physical peace in Klal Yisrael, as we know, that existed in the time that we had the Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, now we're in Golus, which stemmed from the fact that we didn't realize that the goal of Klal Yisrael is to recognize the Achdus Hashem. Hashem is the one force that created the entire world and created all of us for the purpose of us connecting with Him and connecting with one another. And we didn't appreciate that, which caused the sinas chinam, the lack of appreciation, recognition that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, caused us not to appreciate one another and caused the sinas chinam and Melan. We were not together. We eventually went into Golas, which we spread out throughout the entire world. But now, even in Golas, He's preparing us, David HaMelech, what our attitude should be. You should always request the peace of Yerushalayim. The true peace of Yerushalayim is when the Shechina is going to come back. And then Yishlu Ohavoyach. The ones who love you will have tranquil, peaceful lives. That's what we're all hoping for. Baruch Hashem was zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael. That tranquil, peaceful lives is far away still. We're surrounded by enemies, mi b'chutz, mi b'fnim. But we have to look at ourselves as oy havoyach, the ones who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and love one another. And in Meila, our greatest desire is that there should be peace amongst us. And in Meila, peace between us and peace between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that'll bring peace to the entire world. That's a tachlis hakol. Hashem is called Shalom, because Shalom means it's all one. There should be peace in the outer walls and peace in the inner palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash. Every part of Yerushalayim should be interacting peacefully and have peace within it. And the ending statement, David HaMelech says, the man achai v'reyoi adaba no sholem boch. Achai v'reyoi, that's what he describes Klal Yisrael. Ach is a brother, and it comes from the term le'achot. Le'achot means to sew together two things. Re'oi is also from the lashon of ra'ua, which means a kli, which is made up of different parts that are stuck together and form one kli. Those are two levels of the feeling Klal Yisrael should have for one another. I want to be connected, and not only do I want to be connected, but I realize we're all part of one whole. That's the opposite of sinas chinam. And that feeling that we're all part of one whole, we focus on the fact that we all have one united neshama, and the needs of our bodies are not things that are working against one another, but we use what we have, adarabah, to mechazik one another. Adarabah neshalom boch. I'm speaking always that there should be peace amongst you. We see many times the term boch in Tehillim, Chazal say, refers to the Beis Chof, the 22 Oisus HaTorah. The person focuses on the spiritual side of ourself, the Torah that unites us, that will bring us to the Shalom. The highest level of Shalom is the Bakasha that we all have to request, that Hashem brings down His Shechin to here, and we have Shalom not only between us, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamavan, it all comes from the same place, recognizing that we are Hashem's chosen nation. We are all one. Hashem is one, and we and Hashem are one. It's interesting that over by Klal Yisrael says Boch, and here between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Toiv Loch, Lamed Chof. The Maisa, Azal say that Loch also is a gematria of 50. When Avraham Avinu started his deep connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said Lech Lecho, which is 2 times 50. And Rabbi Yitzchak Eisenchov and others point out that 50, on the one hand, we see is a symbolism of of Shleimus of Kedusha, like on the 50th day of the Omer, we is the day of Matan Torah, Shavuos, 50th year is Yovel. But if it's only 50, it's not enough. It has to be 50 plus 50, then we get 100. We have our 50 from our side and 50 from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a full Shleimus. The 100 brachos we say every day represents the complete connection between our side and Hashem's side. And this is the Bakosha that David HaMelech is telling us. We should always realize what our greatness is and the potential we can get is having Hashem totally connect with us with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. I just ended the Chazal say in the Yerushalmi that the first pasuk of Laman Achai V'Re'oi is not David HaMelech, which is a pasuk of Pshat. It's HaKadosh Baruch himself saying, "You, Klal Yisrael, are my Achai V'Re'oi." Should be zeichet to appreciate that and be mispelt HaKadosh Baruch Hu and see the true Shalom that will be between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and over the entire world.